On Wednesday evenings throughout this year, we've been talking about a lot of different things, but with one key focus, and that is what? Being fruitful. Being fruitful on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, because God expects us to live for Him every day, every moment of every day. We've talked about a lot of different Bible characters throughout this year on Wednesday evenings. And the way I'm talking, I know it sounds like the year is over. Well, our study on this has been completed now for this year. But as we've talked about a lot of different Bible characters, any of them stick out specifically in your mind? Pam?
Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi.
That was my favorite study this year, was Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi. I was talking with someone recently about the book of Ruth, that they had just finished that. And that was their favorite study that they had done so far this year as they were preaching through something. And I thought, man, that's neat. That was the one that God used in my life. Anybody else? Other Bible characters we studied this year? Okay, Samuel, dealing with his life and his mama when she didn't have a baby, and God gave her Samuel, and being fruitful through that whole time of barrenness. Dan?
Saul and David.
Yeah, man, we have hit Saul heavy Sunday mornings. That's a study that I'm going to miss. We've got a couple more Sunday mornings, but being fruitful, unlike Saul. And again, some of these others, hey, let's bear fruit in ways these guys didn't. But man, I'm thankful for these characters. Any other Bible characters that we've studied throughout this year that the Lord has challenged you with? I know we've looked at a number of them, some different kings. Already thinking in which direction are we going starting in January. I'm debating about doing a study on the kings of the Old Testament, or maybe even on the minor prophets, and going through some of those characters that way. But again, being fruitful, that focus of being fruitful as we continue living on through the rest of the week. Tonight is the last Wednesday night in which month? October. I'm glad you know that, Pam. Okay, it is October, and last Wednesday night in October, which means next Wednesday is November. What is the big event of November? The big 7-5 this year, right, Paul? Okay. No. Well, I'm glad you don't look 75, so you don't look a day over 80 either. So. Birthday, yes. What else, Paul, is Thanksgiving? No, I mean, there we go. Now you got me saying it. Okay, Thanksgiving. And so what we're going to do on Wednesday evenings, beginning tonight, through much of November, is being fruitful in which area of life? Thankfulness. How many of you ever struggle being thankful? Okay, thank you. Do you guys think I struggle being thankful? Yes or no? Yes, I do. Often. Do you know what we talk about in our house? In fact, earlier today, it was a conversation with one of our kids specifically. Being thankful. Being thankful. Because, man, we just take for granted so many blessings we have. And we want more. I was reading to Leah before her nap time. It was the Bernstein Bear Gimme Book, or whatever they call it. And gimme, gimme, gimme. And so we ended up singing a Patch the Pirate song. Gimme this, gimme that. I'm a gimme, gimme brat. And going through all this fun kind of cheesy song stuff. But the reality is God doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to be what? Thankful. So for the month of November, beginning tonight in the month of November, we're going to talk about being fruitful in thankfulness. So let's strive every day of the week to thank God for something other than the food we're about to eat. We often will sit down before our food and thank you, Lord, for this food. Help us to have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen. I mean, we know what we pray. Maybe you pray something different. Hopefully, it's not just some rote prayer. Jesus doesn't want us to pray that way. But truly, thankfulness. Do we stop and really think about the food we eat and that we're thankful? Bass? Wow. Ways that we can show some thankfulness. Wow, I will really think about that. I like that idea. Towards giving someone a meal. Yeah, let me think through how this will work. I'll write that idea down right now. Oh, yes. Actually, I didn't know we did that until today when Joanne was communicating that with me. So, yes, we will be doing that food shower that way for the kids in Baptist Children's Home. So, excellent. So, I think there's going to be information in the bulletin this Sunday about that. So, but being thankful that you and I need to be thankful individuals. The month of December, then, what is the big month? Paul's not in here, so he won't say his birthday, and his birthday is not in December. What is the big event in December? Jesus. There's a little difference between Paul and Jesus, isn't there? Paul is saying it's a huge gulf, that's immeasurable. Well, what we're going to do the Wednesdays in December is we're going to deal with some Christmas stories. I hate to say stories because they're not stories. Some Christmas historical events in the Bible. What are some things? There are so many messages, if you will, that we could break down Christmas. And I mean, you could preach a year's worth of Christmas messages. So easy. But we're going to focus on Wednesday evenings. Again, being fruitful in light of Christmas, specifically with some of these things. And then we'll get into January, where we'll either begin, like I said, likely it'll be either Kings or Prophets, minor prophets, as we'll begin studying some of their lives and being fruitful. There's a reason we get together on Wednesday evenings. It's not just because you don't have anything better to do. It's an opportunity that we have to worship God and to be challenged to what? Be fruitful on Thursdays. So tomorrow, let's be fruitful in the area of Thanksgiving. Turn in your Bibles, if you will. We've only got, about 8 minutes now. I've given you a direction of where we're headed the rest of this year on Wednesday evenings. Philippians chapter 4. There's a verse in that passage that many of us are familiar with. Philippians 4:4. If you know it, say it along with me. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It's very interesting. That was the truth I really struggled with when God closed the door for me on deputation and church planting in Los Angeles. When God said no, I struggled rejoicing. I struggled rejoicing when we had missionaries come to our church in Muskegon after that. God, why them and not me? Why did you close that door? Why didn't you want us there? Well, God wanted me here. And man, I'm so thankful for that. And it's incredible to see all that. But this was a truth I had to cling to. And I struggled. This was a verse that I had to cling to. Many times I was standing in McDonald's, struggling with my emotions as I'm at work. And I'm quoting Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It was incredible. One of the messages, I had an opportunity last year to preach back at our previous church there where we were attending at that point, and that was in Muskegon. And it was dealing with this passage, actually these exact same verses, Philippians 4:4-9. So I popped up my message back from that date, and I thought, wow, is that the same one? It's the same scriptural truth, but again, from a different vantage point. And it's incredible. There's so many scriptural truths that we can look, even from one passage. Just because we've heard it once doesn't mean I've gotten everything I ever can get out of there. So many different truths. But real quick tonight, to give you a springboard for tomorrow and Friday, if you want to study this out a little bit further, in being fruitful in the area of Thanksgiving, I need to always be thankful. Now, Sharon is the first one that really gets to put this to test tomorrow, right? She gets ready for surgery. How do I be thankful for that? Maybe she really is. But man, there's the reality. She's going to hurt some tomorrow, too. Sandy is going through some pain. Mark, with everything going on, his life has just changed. Can we be thankful? I can't tell you what an encouragement Mark and Karen have been to me during this time of him getting cancer. Man, their perspective on drawing close to God. They're thankful. He's like, you know, I pray that God would help me to draw closer to him. And he said, and this is what God's allowed. Wow. Oh, that I would respond with thankfulness to the difficult situations that come my way. Always be thankful. Philippians 4:4-9 really teaches that. And we're going to give you, again, I'll give you three main ideas that you can dig on a little further if you want to later on this week. If I'm going to always be thankful, I need to, number one, focus on proper behavior. I need to focus on proper behavior. Look at verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing or anxious. How many ever get anxious? Man, I do. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What if, instead of praying sometime to God, all I did was thanked him for stuff, thanked him for his nature, all that he is. If we stopped and really thanked God for simply who he is, nothing else of what he's done, but for who he is, do you know how long that would take us? And then if we would thank him for all the blessings he's given us, let alone everyone else in our church family that we get to rejoice with on Wednesday evenings, let alone everyone else that's not in our church family, let alone everyone through all of history, God is good. So if I'm going to always be thankful, I must focus on proper behavior. The proper behavior of the outer man, my moderation, the way I live, appropriateness, my motivation, that Jesus is coming again with rewards. He says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. So then he talks about the proper behavior of the inner man. So that proper behavior of the outer man, focus on proper behavior. That will help me rejoice. If I'm living right on the outside, man, there's a lot to rejoice over. If God gives external blessings, there's a lot to rejoice over. But then the inner man. When I'm walking with God in the difficulties of life, I can say, God is good. Proper behavior of the inner man. Being careful, troubled with care or anxiousness. This is as a way of life. Matthew 6:25 talks about that. Even when it's hard, James says in James 1, 2 through 4, when these diverse temptations and struggles come about me, my inner man can rejoice in the Lord. I can focus on proper behavior. Number two, I can focus on God. Number two, I need to focus on God. He says, be careful in verse 6 for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto who? God. The one who made everything. The one who made the universe, the one who allows it to get cold, and man, I'm looking forward to snow, but the one who allows us to get snow, the one who allows the heat, God. He says, let your request be made known unto him. He's the one who can really do something. And he knows what's best for me anyway. I think it was Sunday we were talking about it. Sometimes God's no becomes a greater yes in our life. God may close one door only because he's got better plans. You know how many times I've thought about that since God closed the door in Los Angeles? Especially since God moved us to Stockbridge. Especially lately, man, it has been one thing. It's just like, we couldn't, as a family, we could not be living in Los Angeles right now. But who knew that back then when the door was closed? Who knew that? And so when we focus on God, we can rejoice. Focusing on God, we can pray to him. We can give thanks to him. And we receive the peace of God. Verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wow. That takes care of our cares and the troubles. The be anxious, be careful for nothing. How? Well, when I'm requesting to God and focusing on him, he brings me his peace. There's peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace in the midst of the storm. Man, God gives us peace when life is tough. And then if I'm going to always rejoice, I need to focus on right thoughts. If I don't have right thoughts, I will never be rejoicing, will I? You ever struggle with your thoughts? They did this to me. And we just mull it over and over and over in our minds. But when I focus on God, it leads to right thoughts. Wow. Have the right thoughts about my present circumstances. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are, what? True. Man, how often do we see the wrong things, and then when we look at it from a different angle, oh, they looked at me funny and they meant this. Well, maybe they didn't realize that their eye was kind of crooked at that point. Or maybe they didn't realize they had tilted their head. How many times has someone said, well, you looked at me this way, and so I didn't mean it that way. People close to us, we got to think about the truth. Have right thoughts about our present circumstances. Have right thoughts about past examples. Verse 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do. He says, you've watched me. So live like that. Not that he was perfect, but that he rejoiced while even while he was in house arrest, even while he was stuck in prison multiple times. Have the right thoughts about past examples and have right thoughts about peace. End of verse 9. And the God of what? Peace shall be with you. It only comes from God. Only God can change my life. Man, there's so much in this passage, so much in that outline. I encourage you to just dig in a little bit more this week. Be fruitful in rejoicing. Be fruitful in thanksgiving. Not just by eating lots of turkey next month, but by being thankful. Father, we thank you for your love. Pray that you would help us to rejoice in you. Help us to be fruitful in thanksgiving, even this week when it's difficult. Help us tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, when things come up that we don't want. In fact, that we in our heart would say, I hate this. Help us to rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.